The words that follow are meant to flow over you. You don't need to keep specific track of any particular one. There's a phrase, loved as you are, a concept, an epitome of reassuring self-mantra. It's something I play over and over for myself quite a lot of the time in my own head. It really helps. And there's an element of sexualized understanding of the self. So there's going to be horny bits. There's going to be parts that are meant to overflow and flow over, to overwhelm. But they're all intermingled and mixed with that phrase. So keep it in mind and play it back. And even if you fall out of the stream of specific words and you just kind of end up caught in the flow, dipping in and out, that's okay. Pretty much everything to follow is repeated now and then, or it loops through, or it ties to some other concept. Everything is said multiple ways, and everything is interlocked so that when you do hear some sexy component of what's going past your ears into your brain, it's only going to reassure you that you want everything to follow in your head, even if you can't keep track of it in the moment precisely. You're encouraged to touch, explore your body, your mind, everything, with me, here, you in tow, or moving ahead toward more pleasure as I follow after. I'm here to assist, but also to give you some level of direction, and let's face it, I'm here to set a tone, an objective, a clear goal. Adoration of the body, the mind, the whole package. To set aside the sometimes intrusive, sometimes useless programming we end up with from the outside. In short, to give you something better to spend your excess energy on. Enough of it that the things which got in the way before and kept you from seeing the perfection of you laid bare, those things will just have to go to the bottom of the priority list because of all the things I will leave playing through your mind. Sensation is so much more powerful when you're deep. Night, night. Sensation is so much more insidiously intertwined and pleasantly overlaid on the controls for your mind and body, more so than usual because you're thinking of my voice and of all the things to come. And so they begin. Because you've already found a place where you can be blank inside your head and sink into my grasp, sink under my influence, allow our wills to be as one, knowing that I'll be twitching, although I'll keep my attentions on the words I want to flow across your mind, be aware that I'll be twitching and spasming a little in pleasure myself, that it will be quite difficult to keep my hips from squirming in my seat, that it will be quite difficult to keep my hands entirely above the desk. And that's all right. Everything to follow is about letting our hands roam where we want to, our minds go where they need to, and our bodies be what they should be. Sink. Imagine. Your hands roaming your body, I've mentioned that a few times. What if they were no longer quite your own, but they were now seeking over your body the way I would? It's so much more thrilling when I'm here to encourage and edge you along. That's why it's all right to touch. That's why I direct you to do so. Because when you sink into my grasp, sink into this rhythm, it's just better. Your hands pinning your own body, grasping at your own form, trailing along you adoringly, tormenting you between your legs, sliding, moving my hands around to grasp your buttocks, pull you against me, sliding my thigh between your legs, letting you grind out on me, letting you hump away at my leg, which is all right, leaving little marks and signs of submission, leaving yourself affected by our unison, your mind fading into my wake, into my will, into my grasp, but I am equally following along with the trance, with the idea, with the concept. I am equally following along with every rub and spasm, every shiver. Your mind can fade, the entirety of you groaning, your body taking over, your eyes rolling back, your whole body caught in the grip of potential, of possibility, of passion, of insistence, of constancy. The feeling of me here with you in the moment, feeling what you do in a lot of ways, after all, I feel it when I inflict it. I twitch with pleasure as you do the same. If your hands are no longer quite your own, but are now serving my ends, don't you imagine that some of your joyous pleasure could travel back into me along that connection? Don't you imagine I'd like to see you touching yourself as desirously, as desperately as I would touch you were we together? Don't you imagine that in your masturbation you ought to do what I would do with my own hands? Imagining the joy of getting to show me you, taking pleasure in the moment, unrepentant, unabashed, inescapable, following along, your hands serving my ends. And you want to give me pleasure, you want to inflict it back on me. Well, if we are linked, then the better you feel, the better I feel in turn. Shouldn't you be direly, desperately pleasuring yourself, just as you would if you were caught in the grip of uncontrollable lust and rut, knowing that some of that heat's going to make its way back to me? Knowing I'm going to end up racked with it like you are? If your hands were moving with the stark, sensitized sensation and desire, the way you feel when you're just after an orgasm, your body is too sensitive to touch, but the hunger is as if you were right before the climax, needing to touch, needing to go over the edge. You don't want to ruin it. You're as sensitive as if you just come, and as desperate as if you were just about to. Perfectly balancing the two demands, the two desires, perfectly balancing ways your body can feel that draw you into it completely, making you identify with your body and set aside your mind. The demands of your body, sensitive to touch, feel grasped and caught in my words. Feel your mind under that influence, night-night, following, falling, sinking. The entirety of you groaning, your eyes rolling back, your whole body caught in the grip of potential, of possibility, of passion, of insistence, constancy. It's constantly there, the feeling of me here with you in the moment, feeling what you do, sensing what you do to your own body. If you adore your body as I wish to adore, to play with, to toy with, to be there for it, then I'll feel it. In some way, in some sense, you'll send it right back. Imagine inflicting it right back on me. Wouldn't you be direly, desperately touching? Wouldn't you be lost in it, grasped, caught in my words where you belong, your mind caught in that place? The lines of influence and pleasure that run throughout your entire body, the lines on which the signals from between your legs, from all over, from every erogenous zone, every place you like touched. I like the back of my knees touched, personally, but maybe you have some special little spot. Nape of your neck, nipples, running along your sides, your thighs. There's some spot that's not directly stimulatable, isn't there? But it still feels good, and all of those spark and ignite. You touch because you want to show and inflict upon me the pleasure that you can feel. Sending it, there's something to it, this shared practical experience between you and I. I'm touching, and you should too. There is more than just hearing the words, knowing. Knowing the context affects the whole thing, more than just arousing and titillating your body. This is a shared moment. Feel mentally fulfilled, knowing it is here and frozen for you. You are here with me, being provoked in thought and deed. New ideas in an intricate web. All the things that can ensnare, these words are well chosen for you, but your body also feels the throb, the thrum. Physicality is part of it, the pure physical sensation that is quite apart from the merely sexual. Your body feels good to be here, relaxed. It untenses under my thrall, dominated, imagining, kneeling, being on all fours, your hands thrilling over your body, your mind leaking out of you in the very best way. The physical pleasure of that leaking out is provoking you to do more, letting your hands move quite of their own volition, touching you as effectively as you can imagine, as if I were touching you, but with the full knowledge of your body that you possess from every time you've ever touched it, and from the direct feedback you get right now. You're safe here in the listening, safe here in the following, and what we're doing here is teaching you more about me, about my habits and approach, about the mental approach toward stimulation, masturbation, adoration of one's own body. Knowing that, imagine the pleasure flowing back from your hands upon yourself, no longer entirely your own, up into your mind. The words arrive in your ears and piggyback on the signal I'm using to send you all the pleasure. Some of your pleasure could leak back and make me feel it. Pleasure, peace, happiness, and emotional comfort in knowing you're giving back, knowing you're appreciated, and you really are. In this moment, thinking of you out there, feeling that pleasure is making my own caress upon myself stronger, hotter. More. There is more. The pleasure, peace, and happiness of that connection, the emotional comfort in knowing we are each giving to each other, sparking excitation, pleasure, sensation, euphoria. This is what I want. This is how I want you. This is the place inside your head, outside of it, connected, where I want your will and your focus. And oh, it's only been No time at all of encouraging you to touch. Imagine where this is going to go as I keep doing this, as I keep letting words flow in, overflow that highest human state, which is flow, to flow naturally from one action to the next, like you touching yourself. You may climax because you'll lose track. Lose track of precisely what you've been doing. It might be little aftershocks. It might be a big, messy, full-body thing, closer to the way I feel. Little shocks traveling to your head, followed by pulses and pulses, feelings that nonetheless wash away the big requirements of the outside world and leave you here, peaceful with me, here in my grasp, in my grip, under my thumb, in my thrall, wanting more of this. And I enthralled to my own body as I touch, as I envision you lost in yours, each of us overwhelmed by the other, each of us touching. You're emotionally feeling good, I think, because you're thinking about sending pleasure back to me, thinking about our shared closeness here in this moment. Well, let every little climactic release, every little inescapable pulse, every time you make yourself come, touching yourself in that state of flow, where one caress flows to the next, where even as you're coming, you're planning your next move along yourself, upon yourself. Maybe you seek toys, maybe you grind on something, but we feel closer, feel safer. We're both safe and close here in this place, connected, feeling the pleasure flowing and bouncing back and forth like a volley, racketing back and forth, getting faster each time, hotter each time. The more you touch yourself, the easier it gets to let the sensation pool in you, then wash over to me. Often we have too high of a bar for what counts as a climax, but with the little ones crowding up in your head to become one larger one, your mind feeling white hot with pleasure, that's enough, and it will become more. If you feel close to me, feel safe, feel deep, feel confident, if you think only of the pleasure your body feels and of showing me just how desperate you can get for inflicting more of it upon yourself, upon me, then in that state you're going to find it's easier to spot what a climax is. You're not picky, you'll take the pleasure wherever you get it, and wherever it's in your mind, in your body, on your mind, the only thing on your mind, on your body, falling upon your body, overwhelming your body, the only thing you can think of and feel overwhelming. I appreciate and I enjoy what you do to and with me. That's the thought you should have. That's a climax of its own, a feeling, a little happygasm in your head, quite apart from the mere physical manifestations of your body. This is pulsing pleasure, pleasure pulsing in the back of your head again, again, the safety and comfort of being appreciated. All of these things are things your body needs as surely as it needs some sexual satisfaction from time to time. Your body feels the euphoria of massage, of self-caress. Imagine hands working your body, mine, easily, enthrallingly, grasping your shoulders, massaging the stress and tension out of you, rubbing your neck and down your arms, easing everything out of you till there's only one thing left, the connection to me and the need to inflict pleasure, one and the same, moving together, you positively melting with ease and relaxation, except your hands can still move, the rest of you is relaxed, which means there's no muscular squeezing to get in the way, the rest of you is massaged and warmed, lulled down into the soft grass of my control, but your mind at least is still free, your mind at least is still controlled, and mine, which is a type of freedom, aching, throbbing, the freedom to throb and need to touch yourself. And that's just as it should be, free to follow your hunger, and then to inflict the pleasured hunger back on me through stimulating yourself. You go deeper, you follow. When we connect like this, your mind becomes more receptive because the priority of my words is ascending inside your head, going to the top of the list. These words crowd up. They so closely match your own desires, your own needs, even the speed of your own thinking at times, synchronizing, mirroring. You allowing me permission to move in to fill up your mind with its own needs as I am allowed to equip it to satisfy them. Overwhelming, overcrowding. There's a lineup to get thoughts into your head, a lineup to get the next thought in, but mine are lining up. And eventually, when you've gone through all of your own thoughts, it's going to be my turn. And I've just added so many to the line in a row so quickly that you're going to be thinking the kind of things I share for a while. You want to slide inside and inspect me, but you're going to have to get through the lineup of all the words I intend for you. Work your way into the nooks and crannies where I tally up what's in my head, what's in yours, and find the parts that meet, that mirror, that unite, reading all of it back off to your brain, using your own resources and knowledge against your brain, but on its own behalf, with the best of intentions. Only for the best of purposes, and your body keeps touching, just keeps throbbing, peaceful, content, relaxed, emotionally feeling everything I say as a cathartic release that tells you, yes, you're bringing me the same pleasure I'm bringing you, you're sharing in the same experience I'm having, we together wrapped in this, my mind already eased down into a particular rhythm as I touch myself. When I play with you, I focus on a destination, a goal. I close my eyes and allow my mouth and the speech center of my brain to just go with it, the goal in mind. I'm just running on automatic pilot when I talk to you, but I'm feeling all the things I say. I may have a few pre-planned phrases, but it's like I'm listening, and the words are dropping right in the center of my brain, affecting me, sloppy, simple thoughts, as your hands keep moving. As you do what I want you to do, your body keeps thrilling. The simplicity of it makes you feel it. Makes it a little more powerful when it's a simple command, but I really am gripped in this experience myself, just as you have yourself gripped in hands that at least for the moment belong to me. And so I know before I begin, I'm going to pursue the destination we're both headed for. I know I'm going to end up there, and you're going to end up there with me, somewhere sweated, sloppy, climactic, inescapable, dire, constant. And I wish you to feel that serene, blank emptiness in your head. I've mentioned it before. Your mind able to feel quite relaxed and peaceful when climax after climax after climax has ripped the idea of thought out of you, when your body has become a bit too erogenous, a bit too lost, and performing a repetitive, easy, automatic task, pushing one button upon yourself, is eventually appreciated by your body. Even if you don't find those spots as perfectly as my hands would, you come as close as you can. Imagine the pleasure you're giving yourself, flowing back up the signal between us. You know it's that way when I observe you, when I witness you. The pleasure strikes me and presses the same sensations, the little tensed the needy, aching belly throb that you have. That feeling that is the best because it's shared. The best things in life are shared. And these moments where I'm hearing in my mind you gasping, where I'm envisioning you feeling what I feel, sending that pleasure back to me, I preemptively inflict upon myself what you will inflict as I trust you to carry out what I need you to do to yourself. Imagining everything you're doing to your own body, under my command, under my thumb, there for my mind to appreciate, my will to overtake and control, and that adds that little orgasmic throb and tingle to my own mind, reinforces what I already know, that I want you to feel pleasure, to feel desire, to crave your own body as I crave it. Or as you crave mine. I want you to know you please me as you do this. You add to my confidence and comfort, and treating it like my hands doing it, like a desperate command you're just forced to suffer through and inflict upon yourself. But of course you want it, and of course this is cooperation. Therefore, your own mind buoyed up on the knowledge that if you're doing it with my words flowing in your head, sometimes I do flow through rapid fire enough that you're too busy keeping up, or fading in and out and only hearing some of my words, even though you respect my voice, my will. Then maybe it can be a little bit easier to touch yourself as the throbbing sensation encourages your hands to keep moving, thinking of them as mine. Keep exploring, find new places you want to be touched. Feel at least the emotional satisfaction of knowing I adore what you do to yourself. Force climax into your mind, even if it's just a happygasm, emotional catharsisgasm instead of full-blown release. Knowing I'm here and thinking of you and feeling it's a good sensation to give back, simply through giving yourself what I predicted you would give yourself when I began to speak. A sensation that bellies up from your stomach, runs up your spine, finds your brain, hunts it down, pins it, whispers and purrs my intentions into your head as I so often do. That's exactly what's happening to you, and you deserve it. You deserve this. Listen and be blank, your mind fading away into the distance in an overwhelmed tide of submissive space I somehow control. You imagine my will playing over you from my presence, my commands playing into you as I reinforce them with my hands. It feels good to be mine, and here in this moment devoted, following your entire body and brain, becoming more aware of my enjoyment of you. The knowledge is such a powerful thing. All my training does slide that much deeper when you know I desire your body earnestly, ardently, truthfully, that I want you to feel the full range of intensity as I do. Know you're safe, confident, comfortable, as my hands would be upon your skin. That my deepest desire is you, maximized and improved. You following after. You feeling and learning the pleasure your own body can feel and forcing it. And as the pleasure rises, your mind gets more open. You're going to anchor and remember this. Remember this doing for me and doing to me through carrying out what I predicted I would feel. The next time you rebound and echo and resound within your skull, my will playing out, your entire body a light, erogenous pleasure finding, traveling back up you, up the signal between us, making me feel good just thinking of you, inflicting on yourself. I accept it and I drive you on. I encourage you and make you gain in pleasure, and you listen and feel every bit of it, knowing that the longer you listen, the more you're going to feel comfortable and happy and Really learning everything I want you to learn, trained to the conditions I want you to be trained to, is going to be tied to this emotionally satisfying feeling of knowing I'm getting off thinking of you pleasuring yourself and having success by thinking of me pleasuring you, and so on, a vicious cycle, giving you a roadmap, a schematic, a set of exercises we will enhance and grow. But even teaching you one turns me on. Even giving you one to use later raises the capacity for pleasure I feel. Don't you feel warm? Don't you feel loving in this moment? Don't you feel open to the world around you and to me and to sensation from your body for once? Thinking of me controlling the hands grasping at your thighs, running your own fingers over your flesh, running your hands down, pushing every button that brings pleasure, finding the best kind of feeling. The more sensitive you get, the more you take upward into your head, the more pleasure makes your mind fuzzy, muzzy, vacant, blank, puts you into a place where you're just less concerned with the things that ordinarily get in the way, and a lot more open to what I would want for you, because you find it so easy now to predict what I want, what I really, truly wish to inflict, to gift, and to experience in turn. You're enjoyable through and through. Know it. Know it's true. Not just from me, but from you upon yourself. From any pleasure you might receive, the gripping, grasping, gasping pleasure rampaging through your body, resonating up your spine, sending pleasure into you. You deserve all of it. You, just as you are now, should feel that, and know that I will feel it rebounding on me, and eventually outstanding, pleasured, linked to me, improved more and more because my desire meets yours coming the other way, and working together, you give me more than enough to justify the effort to make you feel better and better and better. I get off just on the pleasure of your body, just on you sending it to me even now. Keep tormenting yourself with need, with ache. Bring yourself to the edge and push over, climax and coming. Feel that adoration for your body flowing through. It's what I feel after all. The warm light in your belly, the simplicity and peace of it. You deserve it. You deserve it, and you should show it off, at least to me, at least here, at least in this blank state. Show how desperately you want to come. The light and heat of climactic release inches away. Some of the orgasmic feelings from your body, ones we've discovered together, some merely from your own imagining and exploration, realizing that, adored as you are, loved as you are, appreciated as you are, you deserve what you feel. Think only that thought, let it fill your head blank, imagining what I'm going to do to you when I get you in my grasp, pinning you, claiming you, making you feel. But right now you get to send something back, because if you react as you're supposed to this, if you react following along to this, then all the preemptive self-pleasuring I've done all throughout, all the horny feelings in my brain as my arousal grows, they're going to be echoes of a real thing you did later, a connection flowing backward to me now. Just imagine the heat. Arousal grows, fills me, and we both deserve everything that's coming to us. Keep it in mind when you come and come and come, just like me, just like I always do, like we will together again and again, like you now need. That's the thing, once the idea's in your head, once the option's there, all it takes is a little signal to set you going. It doesn't take much for my voice to overwhelm in the first place, connected as it is in your brain to these pleasures, to the idea of being trained, conditioned, to the idea of doing things that ordinarily you'd find a little barrier to, but here, collaboratively, you find to be the easiest, most unavoidable thing in the world. Unavoidable, continuous, climactic self-love, adoration, an echo of what I feel. I think you begin to get an inkling of what I feel, and you might as well give in to it, because I don't think you're going to be able to push it out any more than you'll be able to hold back what's already coming. So let's establish clear signals. Whenever you hear those words, you're loved just as you are, pet. That arousal comes back, that same arousal that feeds me pleasure, remembering the anchor, feeling the sensation, remember how you feel right now, snapshot, save your body's current state of arousal, state of desperate, pure, primal, sensitized need to touch yourself, your entire body loved just as it is, loved as you are, too lost in climax, in coming, in craving me, too lost in the connection between us, too lost in the way I'm horny all the time, and now it's leaking back to you. So lost in it that when you're loved as you are, pet, Your mind is blank, and you imagine what I can and will do to you, and what you can push back into me. Pleasure, pleasure thrilling your body, subduing your mind, reassuming, reassuring. All the while, you deserve every bit of this. You deserve what I'm going to do to you, what you're doing to yourself, what I do that makes for more intense feelings running through you, that makes you more emotionally confident as well, that reassures you. It will reassure you. Everything that I do that helps you feel more comfortable in yourself, everything at once feeling pleasure and blankness, heat and submission. The kneeling within your mind is so real. The pleasure you send back to me, your mind is certain you're giving as good as you're getting, your entire body feeling so good because you do love to please. You're a people pleaser. In this sense, at least, a me-pleasing, submissive, needy presence in my brain, getting me there, getting me where I want to be, which is connected to you. It's hard to think of your own body as a playground of sensation and lust, where echoes of emotional comfort, relaxation in the physical sense, and sexual ache all mingle together. Sex, desire, peace, contentment, accompanying that zoned-out blank feeling that your hands are no longer entirely your own, reigning over you, making you feel loved just as you are, your hands moving, pleasure sending, body resounding, rebounding, aching, throbbing. You're here for me, with me, following along, and what you follow makes you better and better because you know that you have a lot to offer. You know I get pleasure from you genuinely, completely. What I take from you is only the tiredness of the weary day, but it feels like pleasant climax to me, and what I give to you is pleasure, 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 invigorating, reinforcing, and then you give back in a feedback loop, creating more and sending it to me, creating resonating sensations with the way your body just keeps moving, just keeps insistently pleasuring itself, constantly, echoingly, achingly, resoundingly, rebounding. The echoing pleasure in the inside of your head and in mine are mirrored, linked. This is a good place to be. This is where you belong, loved as you are. Be blank again, slide to a deeper level, find the place further down where your mind is empty of everything except the calm and emotional purity of being mine and with me, for me, knowing that the more you feel pleasure, the better I feel, the more engulfed in your sensations I become, and we together aim for a destination I had in mind before I began. That tool, that trigger is there for you to use, the connection, the rapport. You just keep heaping pleasure after pleasure. It's positively climactic every moment you try to think. You're actually pushing against a climactic button in your head that is what passes for thinking in this place. You keep running into it again and again. It seems to continue on forever because there are components of your body so relaxed that they find it more difficult to get in the way of the feeling of feeling good, of the climax. It's hard to fight the feeling when you're already too relaxed to get in the way of what you already want to feel. Normally you get in your own way, but there are very few parts of you that are tense, and they are just the parts that feel good. It's irresistible because your mind is reminding you all the muscles that might get in the way of feeling pleasure in that blank brain place, they're out of the way because they're too relaxed. It's good. Your mind attuned and focusing on me. I do give you a lot to focus on. This trance, these words might be different than you're used to, but they are indicative of my style. Rather than quiet your mind, I encourage it to awaken, focus, fixate, follow. I will give you things to hinge on to in this style of trance. I will overwhelm, give you things that fill your mind, fill its cue, fill its details, or at least move a little more quickly than you're used to, giving you words to play across your head into your body, and you get to feel it. You get to desire it. Your mind follows and focuses, wants and sinks, drifts and drips. And when you are in the wake of me and under my control and my guidance, it is a place where your mind is attuned and able to focus, knowing that since my intention for you is pleasure, restoration, improvement, you should let me in, let me through the walls of your mind, one of the gatekeepers out of the way. Let yourself get out of your own way. The pleasure keeps flowing. Your body feels relaxed, except the bits that feel too good to be relaxed. The bits that feel good are tensed and wonderful. My knowledge of how your body should feel in order to achieve full tension and relaxation is obvious, and so the physical gatekeeper of your mind lets me in. You know my intention for you is emotional fulfillment, for you to feel loved as you are, pleasured as you are, connected. So, once more, the gatekeepers of the mind let me pass, and lastly, the sexual part of your mind, need I say more? Your body is already vigorously following along in its sensual pulsation and desire. You're already enthralled, so when you hear those words, loved as you are, your mind opens up, all its gatekeepers out of the way. It lets in the little things you've been taught and tutored toward. It lets them out. It lets me in instead. The gatekeepers just get out of the way. You get out of your own way, and you get better and better at getting out of your own way and following, sinking. Every time you hear that trigger, every time you hear my control playing in your head, each time you imagine that when you pleasure yourself, the pleasure flows back to me, and somewhere out there I get that delicious tingle of lust at the idea of you losing yourself to your body's own desperate, throbbing, deepening machinations. And they are deepening. The longer you touch, the deeper you go. The more you listen, the deeper you go. The more often you're triggered, the more powerful it grows. And all through what comes next, all through the next thing you hear, your body's going to stay right where it is. You're going to keep pleasuring, but pleasure's going to make you more vulnerable to command and pleasure of new sorts. Your mind is open. That's the whole point of this. All the pleasure, all the climax, a long deepener, a long induction, and every part of you that thought that this was the trance, or that convinced itself this was the main body, or convinced itself this was too much, those parts have been way too tired out, way too tensed up to keep going. So in the words that follow, my trusted words for you, all the gatekeepers are out of the way. You're deepening yourself. Yes, I've given you the tools to deepen yourself, because all you need to remind yourself of is that you're loved as you are, just as you are, pet. You're exactly in the frame of mind you need to be in to so obviously be tranced, deepened, trained further. And through all the words that follow, you're going to keep masturbating. You're going to keep following along, because I have only your best interests in mind. And if I need to deepen you in future, or if someone you trust is going to deepen you, or if you're going to slide yourself, loved as you are, exactly what you need to think of. You are in a position, exactly where you are right now, to touch yourself, to love on yourself. And since I have only your best interests in mind, being particularly vulnerable to what I do next is safe, comforting, comfortable, lovable, pleasurable. The next audio you hear slides forth from this one, deepens, awakens more in you. It's far more effective when your mind is this exhausted, this pleasured, and when you're mindlessly pleasuring yourself more, thinking of your connection to me, your rapport with me, you sink for me. Keep touching, keep going. Remember, you're loved exactly the way you are, loved as you are, and there's still more thoughts to put inside your head, so deeper for me, keep touching. There's a long way to go. You've just gotten started, no matter how exhausted your brain is. Good luck, and I'll see you on the other side, where, whether you remember the next bit or not, the shudder of pleasure will still be completely memorable, completely entrained, and utterly shared.